Perrin's mouth twisted. I wonder you annoy his lordship with questions on totally irrelevant subjects. Not at all, Dr. Perrin, interceded the Chancellor. It is quite all right. There isn't much to say concerning it in any case. The power plant did explode, and it was quite a catastrophe, you know. I believe several million people were killed, and at least half the planet was simply laid in ruins. Really, the government is seriously considering placing severe restrictions upon the indiscriminate use of atomic power. Though that is not a thing for general publication, you know. I understand, said Hardin. But what was wrong with the plant? Well, really, replied Lord Dorwin indifferently, who knows? It had broken down some years previously, and it is thought that the replacements and repair work were most inferior. It is so difficult these days to find men who really understand the more technical details of our power systems. And he took a sorrowful pinch of snuff. You realize, said Hardin, that the independent kingdoms of the periphery had lost atomic power altogether? Have they? I'm not at all surprised. Barbarous planets. Oh, but my dear fellow, don't call them independent. They aren't, you know. The treaties we've made with them are proof positive of that. They acknowledge the sovereignty of the Emperor. They'd have to, of course, or we wouldn't tweet with them. That may be so, but they have considerable freedom of action. Yes, I suppose so. Considerable. But that scarcely matters. The Empire is far better off with the periphery thrown upon its own resources. As it is, more or less. They aren't any good to us, you know. Most barbarous planets, scarcely civilized. They were civilized in the past. Anacreon was one of the richest of the outlying provinces. I understand it compared favorably with Vega itself. Oh, but, Hardin, that was centuries ago. You can scarcely draw a conclusion from that. Things were different in the old great days. We aren't the men we used to be, you know. But, Hardin, come, you are a most persistent chap. I've told you I simply won't discuss business today. Dr. Perrin did prepare me for you. He told me you would try to badger me, but I'm far too old a hand for that. Leave it for next day. And that was that.